Welcome to Voices to Veterans. Each month, host David E. Grogan brings you the real-life stories of an American veteran. From World War II, through Vietnam, to the present day, these veterans put their lives on the line to protect our freedom. You'll learn why they served, the obstacles they overcame, and how their service influenced the rest of their lives. Most of all, you'll be inspired by their service. Now our host, David E. Grogan.
Hello and welcome to episode 15 of the Voices to Veterans podcast. I'm your host, David E. Grogan, and this month we feature the story of Staff Sergeant Samuel D. High, who served in the U.S. Army in Vietnam from September 1968 through August 1969. I didn't know Sam before I interviewed him. A veteran I'd previously interviewed, Susie Goebel, suggested I reach out to Sam as she thought Sam had a good story. I did reach out to Sam, and as it turns out, Susie was right. Not only was Sam a Vietnam veteran, but he's actively assisted his fellow veterans throughout his life, either working for the VA or as a certified representative with the American Legion. That barely scratches the surface of Sam's life and service, and all those who know Sam have come to love and admire him. So, without further ado, here is the story of Staff Sergeant Sam High, U.S. Army. I am often amazed at how humble veterans are when they describe their experiences heading off to war. I cannot imagine the emotions, the patriotism, the fear, and the camaraderie that must have pulsed through their veins as they left everything familiar behind to board a ship or plane bound for the ultimate unknown. That describes Staff Sergeant Sam High to a T, a citizen soldier who joined the Army Reserve because he saw a storm brewing in Southeast Asia and wanted to do his part. When the call came, he did his duty with dignity and honor. This is his story. Sam was born on May 4, 1944, in Lone Oak County, Arkansas. His father was a sharecropper, but he gave up farming and moved his family to Chicago, where he worked in a bicycle factory. By 1957, he had paid off his debts, so he moved the family back to Arkansas when Sam was in the eighth grade. Sam went on to graduate from North Little Rock High School in 1962 and entered the working world. At one point, he worked at a lumber company where his dad was his boss, but his father told him he needed to find a better job. Heeding his father's advice, Sam took a position as a file clerk at the Veterans Administration Regional Benefits Office in Little Rock, beginning what would turn out to be a 38-year career with the VA. 2 years before starting with the VA, Sam joined the Army Reserve because he saw things heating up in Vietnam and he felt like he needed to do something. He did his basic training at Fort Polk, Louisiana, known as Fort Puke among the soldiers training there. Sam hadn't really been away from home before boot camp, so it was initially intimidating. He called everyone sir, no matter what rank they were, but also notes he was in the best shape of his life. After boot camp, he got 2 weeks off, then he returned to Fort Polk for advanced individual training, AIT, where he learned to be a company clerk. All told, his boot camp and AIT lasted about 18 weeks, 9 weeks each. After completing his training, Sam returned to Arkansas to integrate into his reserve unit. Following reserve requirements, he drilled 1 weekend each month and 2 weeks each year at Camp Joseph T. Robinson, a huge military base in North Little Rock, Arkansas, as well as at Fort Chaffee, also in Arkansas. His unit was initially an artillery unit, but in 1966 it reorganized to become Headquarters Company, 336th Ordnance Battalion. The newly reorganized unit drilled at the Finkbeiner Armory at Little Rock Airport. Throughout this time, Sam continued to work with the VA, which was very supportive of his Army Reserve service. In April of 1968, Sam's mother called him at work. She was crying and told him his unit was being called up for active duty. This was just after the 1968 Tet Offensive in Vietnam, so both Sam and his parents knew what being called up meant. He was likely going to Vietnam. Sam called his unit to get more information, but even the unit hadn't received formal notification yet. Sam's view was the Army had trained him with a rifle, so he always knew there might come a time when they would call him and ask him to use it. He'd also heard rumors that there was a chance the unit would go to Japan, but Sam figured if he was going to get called up and shipped overseas, He'd rather it be to Vietnam so he could do his part. Sam was single, so it was relatively easy for him to deploy on short notice. Still, his parents were getting older and had some health issues, tempering the excitement somewhat. Some of the other members of the unit had wives and children, so it was tougher for them to prepare. Regardless, they were officially called to active duty on May 13, 1968. Then, in June 1968, after filling out mounds of paperwork associated with their deployment, approximately 100 men from Headquarters Company 336 Ordnance Battalion marched with their unloaded M14 rifles from the Finkbeiner Armory to the commercial plane that would carry them to Fort Carson, Colorado. At Fort Carson, Sam and his unit trained for their upcoming deployment. They traded in their M14s for M16s, attended classroom training about their mission and how to execute it, spent time in the field, and participated in escape and evasion training in the event they were captured. By late September 1968, they were ready, so Sam and the rest of Headquarters Company departed before daylight in an Air Force C-141 Starlifter for their flight to the Republic of South Vietnam. The company arrived at the massive U.S. Air Base in Da Nang on September 26, 1968. Their initial assignment was actually in Da Nang, relatively close to the South China Sea, although some soldiers were assigned further up the coast in Quang Tri Province. Sam remained in Da Nang and helped the unit build its hooches, living quarters made from 2x4s and plywood with sandbags on the roof, and a nearby bunker that could provide cover from incoming mortars and rocket fire for about 50 soldiers. Sam was a Specialist 5 at the time, and his primary responsibilities involved the record-keeping side of ordnance. He worked in a 3-person section from noon to midnight, keeping inventories of the ordnance units had and dealing with emergency calls for ammunition. When an emergency call came in, Sam rode to the Da Nang airport in a jeep with the necessary paperwork. Although he generally felt safe on these runs, they always had their weapons ready, and at times the runs proved a little too exciting. Throughout Sam's time in Da Nang, he was on duty 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. At night, when the enemy launched rockets or fired mortars at Sam's position, he had to grab his weapon and get into the nearby bunker to ride out the attack. He said it became unnerving after a while, especially during the January 1969 Vietnamese Tet holiday, knowing that a rocket or mortar attack would disrupt his sleep up to 3 times a week. In February or March of 1969, and after spending a week of R&R, rest and relaxation, in Australia, Sam and his best friend were transferred south of Da Nang to Chu Lai. Sam's position was across the highway from a Vietnamese village, and he recalls having to grab his weapon and board a slow-moving truck, picking up all the soldiers in the vicinity and heading to the ammunition dump so they could defend the position from their 2-man bunkers in case of a ground attack. He also remembers standing guard duty one night in Chu Lai and noticing the perimeter fence might have been breached. He and an officer went to check the line to investigate, but eventually they determined there was no hole in the fence. The camp lights just made it look that way. Sam promoted to staff sergeant in Chu Lai, which allowed him to wear 3 stripes and a rocker and serve as the non-commissioned officer in charge, or NCOIC, of the night crew at the ammunition dump. Sam would get ammunition requests, tell his soldiers what to load, and the receiving units would drive away with the ammunition they needed to keep up the fight. Sam really felt like he was contributing to the war effort in this role, making sure the soldiers in the field got the ammunition they needed. Another significant event during Sam's tour in Vietnam involved a young woman he'd met a couple of times before he left Arkansas for Vietnam. She started to write him letters. They corresponded regularly, and Sam fell in love with her through her letters. Sam also regularly received letters from his parents, sisters, and friends, and he wrote them as well. In fact, recently one of Sam's cousins gave him a postcard he had sent his cousin from Vietnam. As Sam's son later observed, it was like opening a time machine. Sam and his unit returned from Vietnam in August 1969 as part of President Nixon's post-election drawdown after serving 10.5 months in country. 5 months later, Sam married the young woman who began writing him in Vietnam, and he's been married to Jessie now for over 48 years. They have 2 children and 2 grandchildren. Sam also returned to his job at the VA, where he continued to work until he retired in 2004. After retiring from the VA, he accepted a position as the Lone Oak County Service Officer. In this position, Sam helps inform veterans about available benefits and how they can access them. He considers helping veterans learn about benefits for things like Agent Orange a real blessing for him. Sam's also a certified representative with the American Legion. In fact, he's been a member of the American Legion for 50 years and belongs to Post 71 in Cabot, Arkansas. As if all that weren't enough, Sam volunteers as the chairman of the board for a Veteran's Best Friend in Arkansas, a nonprofit organization that acquires and trains service dogs for veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. He is also active in the Lone Oak Baptist Church, where he teaches Sunday school and serves as a deacon. Although he served with them 50 years ago, Sam forged a deep bond with the men of Headquarters Company 336 Ordnance Battalion. They still get together every year with their wives, usually in Branson, Missouri. In 2017, they met in Dallas, Texas, where they were honored at a Dallas Cowboys preseason football game and were invited out onto the field to be recognized by a thankful crowd. Sam doesn't hesitate to say that the men of his unit dearly love each other. Voices to Veterans salutes Staff Sergeant Samuel T. High, U.S. Army, not only for his dedicated and faithful service to our nation during time of war, but also for his continued service to veterans in his community. Sam, we tip our hats to you and to all the members of Headquarters Company 336 Ordnance Battalion for defending our freedom.
We hope you enjoyed this month's Voices to Veterans tribute. If so, please tell your family and friends and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast site. Also, if you know a veteran you'd like Voices to Veterans to consider saluting, please send an email with the veteran's name to voicestoveterans@gmail.com. Thank you for subscribing to Voices to Veterans, and we look forward to having you back for next month's Voices to Veterans salute.